Alison Gofton is with us this morning. Kia ora, Alison.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. I'm really well. How are you adjusting back to life in New Zealand? You've been here a few months now.
I've been here a while now. Yes. Yeah, no, everything's really good. It's nice being home.
Yeah.
And especially as I, you know, you watch what happens in Europe.
Yeah.
But Europe's fun with all its history. But nonetheless, home is home.
Yeah. No, I know the feeling. I know the feeling very well. So it's great to have you back home, and I'm sure you've been enjoying the summer. Now, we are making Balinese salmon kebabs this morning. And in order to do this, you have to marinate the fish, which is a little bit different to marinating like a red meat or a chicken, right?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things to learn about fish, well, actually, let's start at the beginning. Marinating is best done at room temperature. And that's because the meat is more accepting of the flavours that you're trying to get into with the marinade. However, in the summer that we've had, that's not such a great idea. But fish only needs a little bit of time for that marinade to sink in. So knowing that for every hour you leave your fish out of the refrigerator, it's like it's aged a day. So best to try and marinate it, keep it in a really cool place and get on with the cooking. And today's gorgeous recipe is a Balinese salmon grilled kebab, and it's absolutely delicious. So salmon, which is available all year round, is what we call a firm textured fish. It's also an oily fish, so it accepts a marinade really, really well, and it can stand up to gutsy marinades as opposed to something like a flounder, which is best served simply with being pan-fried and a little bit of lemon juice and parsley, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So your salmon is a great fish to take up a marinade. And this one is made up of some lime juice, plenty of limes out there at the moment. You need a quarter of a cup of lime juice, loads of freshly grated garlic, a good tablespoon of that.
Yeah.
Some coriander root. You can get these days. So this is not when you buy your little gorgeous tub in the supermarket. This is when you look for them in your Chinese shop and they've still got the roots on the end, because the roots have got a very intense coriander flavour. And then we need 2 tablespoons of coconut milk or cream, some grated palm sugar. Now, if you can't find palm sugar, which is you can use your coconut sugar or a dark brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, which is really pungent stuff, and some ground white pepper. You're going to mix all that together, and you're going to wrap that around your fish. The best way to do it is to get your fish pieces, whether they're steaks or fillets, pop them in a plastic bag and put the marinade in, and then just gently massage that.
Yeah.
Don't smash it.
Okay.
Just massage it. Leave it there for a little bit. And then you're going to, if you've got tiny little steaks, you can put them on skewers and then grill them, or you can just pan fry them. But the dipping sauce that goes with this is delicious. You need 1/2 cup of thick Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup of coconut milk, some grated palm sugar to sweeten, and finely chopped mint. And so once you've pan fried up your salmon, you can just serve it with this coconut mint dipping sauce. And it's absolutely a delicious way to have salmon. It would also work really well with tuna.
Right.
Snapper.
You sort of just need a medium textured, firm textured fish, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we're still having that beautiful summer weather, you can put this on your barbecue. Absolutely gorgeous.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. I really like the sound of it. That's a good summer dinner, actually, I reckon.
It is. Isn't it's nice and light. It's not too calorific.
Yeah.
It's only got a little bit of coconut milk in there, and it's a lovely way to enjoy your salmon.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alison. We'll put that up on newstalkzb.co.nz, and we will catch you again very soon. You have yourself a great weekend, won't you?
Thank you very much, Jack. Bye-bye.
That is Alison Gofton. Of course, you can find her at alisongofton.co.nz.